This is KUT. A ruling on the so-called Sanctuary Cities bill this week changed things at the Travis County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Sally Hernandez is now honoring all federal immigration requests regarding inmates booked into the local jail. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, that news has rippled through Austin's community of undocumented immigrants.
A three-judge panel Monday reversed a temporary block on parts of Senate Bill 4. But many lawyers I spoke to were confused at parts of the ruling, including Justin Estep, Director of Immigration Legal Services at Catholic Charities of Central Texas.
If it is confusing for immigration attorneys who have practiced for years or decades, imagine the type of fear you're feeling if you're an undocumented immigrant.
Some lawyers said that ruling confirmed that requests to detain suspected undocumented immigrants booked into the local jail were optional. But others, like the Travis County Sheriff, read the ruling to mean that all ICE detainers were now mandatory. A day later, Estep says Catholic Charities led a free local parenting class.
On that day of class and the next day, people asking, like, what should I do? You know, my child's a citizen. I'm undocumented. Now this part of SB4 is, you know, is it okay to drive? So there was immediate anxiety as soon as this decision came out.
Then the leader of a local church called. He told Estep after SB4 was signed into law, they saw a drop in church attendance. When it was blocked by a judge in San Antonio, folks came back.
We were just starting to see folks coming back to the church, and now we're afraid, you know, they're not going to be coming back again.
Bob Leibel says this can have a real effect on people's mental health. Leibel's with Grassroots Leadership, a local immigrants' rights group.
Both the deportations and the sort of like constant fear of the possibility of being deported, even with an interaction with a local police officer.
Plus, Leibel says the fear of interacting with anyone who resembles law enforcement can compromise physical health.
During the immigration raids here in February, where we saw things like, you know, declines in attendance at school, declines in people accepting rides in ambulances.
Monday's ruling changed little for how the Austin Police Department will proceed. The department did not have an outright policy against asking about immigration status, but officers will now track when and why they ask. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.